I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics. Yeah. Again, we are movie theaterless.
Yes.
No new movies to speak of. Early March, they announced that the film that I was probably most anticipating in 2020, which was set to be released in early April.
It's now going to be released in November, I'll bet.
It's now going to be released in November. The final Daniel Craig entry in the James Bond, in his run of James Bond films, No Time to Die.
Getting closer to where we are now, April, May, June. It's A Quiet Place Part 2.
Yeah.
We've got it right here on our illustration.
Gotcha.
Part of our production value.
Right, I know.
Here at my condo.
Yeah. Very nice. I don't know how you printed it off. I don't want to know. Once they announce these movies are delayed, they've already set their sights on a new release date. I was holding out for a movie that was supposed to come out in late June, Top Gun Maverick. You know who's going to save everyone from this craziness? You know who's going to stand up to COVID-19? I thought it would be Tom Cruise.
Yeah. I'm hoping not too late released before the election is a film called Irresistible.
Okay.
And that's with Steve Carell, a Democratic strategist who helped a returning vet to run for mayor.
I saw the trailer for this.
Okay, and he's a Democrat.
Yeah.
And definitely should be here before November.
Irresistible. Who else is in that?
It's directed by and written by Jon Stewart.
A smaller movie called Antlers, classic monster movie vein.
One of the ladies I'm looking forward to, Hilary Swank.
Oh.
In Fatale. As in Femme Fatale. She plays a cop who lures a married man into a murder situation.
Movies that were shooting have had to stop shooting. A number of other films I was really excited about. Going back to Tom Cruise, the last two Mission Impossible films being shot back to back, they were shooting in Italy of all places where the coronavirus has hit worst. They halted filming. The Matrix 4 shooting in San Francisco halted production as well.
And we hope they don't wait too long because then Cruise will be way too old to play the part.
I feel like this wouldn't slow him down.
Taking from Broadway and putting into a film, Lin-Manuel Miranda in The Heights.
Yeah, the musical.
Yeah.
Do you think there will be this renewed passion for seeing movies in the theater?
I'd like to believe that that's the way it is going to be. What I'm afraid is they're going to get too used to sitting home and watching streaming.
I'm not usually the optimistic one. I feel like now more than ever, they'll actually contemplate the difference between watching a movie on their couch at home and the communal kind of charge you get when you see a movie in the theater. There's something about going to a movie and you miss it.
For people who have been cooped up for months, one of the major dating venues is a movie theater for our culture. So I think you may be right that they will flock to that as a chance to have dates and be together with other people.
Right,
meanwhile, they're going to need something really stupidly funny in a movie that may be coming out is called Greed.
Oh, Greed. By the way, we should mention if you hear a buzzing sound, there's some construction work going on in John's
in our
building.
Condo building.
Of course it has to sound like that.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like this awkward electronic flatulence sound.
Funny film that I'm alluding to is Steve Coogan.
Oh.
With the big teeth.
Yeah, Steve Coogan.
The super rich.
Reviews for that one were already coming out prior to its delay, and I don't think we're missing anything.
Burnt Orange Heresy, and it stars Donald Sutherland, still around.
Wow.
Yep, and in fact, we were looking at him playing a corrupt general. Outbreak.
Oh, jeez. Of course.
Donald Sutherland. Played the corrupt general.
He was the corrupt general.
He was the
corrupt
general.
Okay.
So he's coming out in a film called Burnt Orange Heresy, an art dealer.
Some of the studios are opting to put them out on the streaming platform so you can rent them.
And when it's not $3, it's going to be 20 or 50
even
for the
if
very
it was,
new ones.
But yeah, even if it was $20.
Yes.
Right. You know what I mean? It's a lot cheaper than a pay-per-view boxing match.
That's the future.
Waiting.
We're mining whatever we can off the internet.
Patiently waiting for James Bond and Tom Cruise.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.